Hey, folks, welcome back to the latest show. Mountain West Wire here, collegefootballnews.com. Jeremy Moss hanging out with Matt Kennerly. 8 days away. 8 days, that's all. You excited?
It's exciting.
And we're not talking football tonight, are we? Sort of. Tangentially.
We are sort of talking football. We're talking preparation for football, which is, you know, for the fans out there.
Exactly. So, again, check us out. Twitter, MWC Wire. If I give us a few bucks at Patreon, MWC Wire, Facebook, all that fun stuff. I'm going to actually make a Facebook video this week to get that ramped up, so be prepared for that, folks. Quarterback controversy rankings. Well, maybe not, but we'll see if they're controversy or not. But you're right, Matt. We're going to talk about how to watch football. It's like, well, what do you mean watch football? How it is now, you can have television, you can have streaming, you could be at the game, you could illegally stream it, which we do not recommend because I don't know about you, but I don't want that malware or stuff to crash my computer every week. So I kind of stay away from that stuff from now on.
We can't all use Periscope.
Speaking of that, should we get the big TV news? Hawaii football.
Yeah, let's do that.
If you're in the mainland, you can now stream games once again for select, I think it's 6 Hawaii football games done by Spectrum TV. No longer Oceanic, Time Warner, but Spectrum has the games now. If you live in the contiguous 48 states, you can now stream games on the Mountain West app, which makes that app one more good thing to have. Maybe the one good thing about the app, because I tried it the other day. Honestly, not a fan, but if they have Hawaii games, it's a top of my list.
I like the app. Let's not knock the app too much. It's hard to argue with free games on the app. That alone makes it worth it, I think.
It does. Maybe I need to look at it more. I just kind of glanced at it and was like, they had like no news from the past 2 months on there. So I'm like, oh, great. But you can watch Hawaii football, which just means I'll predict, and I know it'll be correct, there'll be an extremely high spike of virtual VPNs in Honolulu and the surrounding islands.
I predict that, you know, increased traffic at midnight in California.
And the East Coast.
In 3 a.m. traffic on the East Coast.
Exactly. So there's 6 games. And this is big news. It came out last week. And here's how Hawaii's schedule break out. Because they get a pretty good payday from, I guess, Spectrum now, about almost $2 million. So their home opener, their home game is at UMass. And it's done by Spectrum. It's not the pay-per-view, and it's not there's a little confusion on this game. It's not necessarily I don't know if it's going to be able to be streamed or not through the app, so don't quote me on that. But from what I could tell, going over to this one website, is it LSU.net, that site that does games? LSUfootball.net.
Okay.
You've never heard of that website?
Nope.
It's a great site to go to find any college football event you want because it breaks it down even like regional sports and everything. So there's random regional Fox Sports or Comcast Sports. They have it listed as on NESN Plus and produced by 11 Sports. So if this is DirecTV. So my assumption is, at least on this game, I know we're going deep, but it's on the sports pack, some sort of sports package you'd have to pay extra for. It might be streaming, maybe, maybe not, but that's that game. That's kind of a one-off one. It's free for those in Hawaii, so.
No, I don't.
Love those two. Shaking my fist at autoplay videos. But here's the schedule really quick. Western Carolina, it's football, so we'll give that a pass, right? It's opening weekend, so we don't care. Colorado State at home.
It'll probably be the only game on. Of course we're going to watch it.
Sure, at least a little bit. You have Colorado State, which is a big one, also at Hawaii. And then you got San Jose State at Hawaii. And then you got on November 4th, this is at UNLV, so a mainland game because they need to have those 6 games, I guess 6 or 7. That's actually an earlier kick. It's 12 Hawaii, so what's that, 4 Pacific time? So you don't have to stay up late for that one. Then you have Fresno State, which you'll be up for. And then they go to Utah State. That's a TBA. But the big news, you get the freaking app to watch games for free, which is a plus. We don't need the Periscope Hero with the Wi-Fi password and extra battery packs to help us out anymore to get us through the night.
Although, once again, we salute you.
But hey, if you're doing it again, let us know. I'll go dual screen, watch 2 different angles. Why not?
I'll do more than that.
You know what else this means?
What does it
Who
mean?
Do we? The sultry tones. A great announcer, the best Homer announcer in the country, Robert Kekalula, is back in our ears and eyeballs.
Hard to argue with that.
With the exception, apparently, he's not at the UMass game, which I'm like, come on. Can he not travel east of the Rockies or something? I don't know. But that's one game we'll miss. But that's amazing to have him back. He's a colorful character. And Hawaii's supposed to be good. So it's a good. This is a great move because we get to watch Hawaii football. And playing Colorado State's a good team on this to be able to watch them. Other ones, whatever, it's still football. Utah State should be better. Fresno a little bit better. But like you said, you can never go wrong with more football.
Exactly. Especially when for some of those games, it's going to be the only game on TV.
Unless you got the lightning rainstorm in Laramie, like last year's opener versus, was it NIU? It was like triple overtime game.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
But those are pretty few and far between. Not even though that game was a late kick, triple overtime, there's still a multiple hour delay. Dang. All right, so let's back up a little bit. Not back up, but let's kind of go to our big topic here. Preparing yourself to watch college football. Now you can watch, people watch TV a million different ways. You can stream it, Chromecast, Apple TV, Roku. Some people just have Netflix or watch Hulu. You can now get all these other different channels. My kids watch random YouTubers play video games on YouTube. So whatever you like to watch, you watch, right?
Did I tell you that I saw this article last week about how millennials are rediscovering a super valuable technology? Did you happen to see that?
What is that? I did not see. I know about avocado toast and them not buying houses or something.
Millennials are finding out about antennas. Apparently, there is a subset of the American population out there that either was not or is not aware of the fact that you can get channels for free.
What?
Apparently, that's a thing.
Almost for free, though, nowadays, but close enough.
So if you want to pay $20 for an antenna, you can get your local channels. Apparently, people didn't realize that. I don't know when that happened, but that makes me feel really, really old.
Well, I can tell you what happened when they got rid of the... Because remember, it was a couple years ago, maybe more than a couple, there was a government thing because with HDTV...
Oh, yeah, they went from analog to digital.
That's what it was, yeah, digital signal. So I didn't take advantage of this because I've always had some sort of pay TV, but if you had one an antenna to keep your local channels, I think, didn't the government give out a $50 credit or something you could get or something like that to get a replacement antenna? So that was about, almost a decade ago? Because during...
It was more recent than that. It was like this decade.
Yeah, that's what I mean, within the past decade. Within a decade, so yeah. So antenna, they look different, but yes, if you have an HDTV now, which 95% of the population seemingly has, you would think, depending where you live, you can get crystal clear HD, ABC, CBS, local channels, essentially.
So yeah, I mean, if you're happy with, you know, your SEC games on CBS and your Notre Dame games on NBC and your Pac-12 games and Big Ten games, or rather Big 12, I think, was on Fox.
Kurt Herbstreit games, yeah, Kurt Herbstreit on ABC.
So, I mean, that in itself, $20 gets you all that.
One-time fee, folks. Antenna is a one-time cost, too, not monthly. They don't get you that way. It is a one-time fee. But so, yeah, we can start there. So if you have the antenna, that gets you – it still gets you a good amount of games because there's typically two, maybe three games on ABC, depending on the time of year. There's typically a Fox game every week.
Mm-hmm.
You have an NBC game with Notre Dame – what, 8 times a year? CBS has their 2:30 games, a couple doubleheaders. And depending what your other odd local channels are, like it used to be the American Sports Network, but now it's, I don't know who has a contract with that, but there's games like some ACC Network games you can get, some used to be like Conference USA games, Sun Belt, some local affiliate like a CW or something, so you can pick up some games on there. So if you have that and add one of these streaming services or something, like over-the-top stuff. That's a way to get a bunch of games. But let's start with this. Here's how I watch TV for college football. I have regular old DirecTV. I pay for the package, so whatever, $100, $120 a month because I have a few extra stuff. But that's pricey, I know. There's ways I can knock it down, but that's how I watch it. And I'm able to get what I want. So, and with the way you can stream out of home, you can be anywhere and watch, except for CBS Sports Network. There was one time, Matt, I tell you, one time I was somewhere and I'm like, let me just, because you can watch live TV on the DirecTV app. You can pick select channels when you're not at home. And somehow the CBS Sports Network channel worked. I'm like, how is this possible? It only works like if you're on your home Wi-Fi, you can get more channels. If you're away, they kind of restrict a few here and there, like local channels mostly and some other stuff. I found it one day. I'm like, this is glorious. Next week, gone. So I don't know what CBS Sports Network does, but our main initiative for TV watchers is to get them to stream their games completely. If you get the channel, it should be a streaming option. I don't think it's that difficult being in 2017 where I could watch Nickelodeon or HGTV live on my phone if I want to, but not CBS Sports Network.
Yeah, if I want to stream 24 hours of Chopped, I can do that. But apparently I can't stream half of Fresno State's schedule this year.
So how do you watch your football then? What's your setup like?
Okay, so generally my setup involves more than one platform. Because I like to have multiple games on, which means having multiple devices open.
Of course.
Generally speaking, that means like one game on my phone, you know, one game on my tablet, and one game or more, if I can get it, on my laptop. And it's usually some combination of, you know, watch ESPN in the Mountain West app and, you know, wherever else they happened to be streaming a game last year. You know, sometimes it was on Twitter, yeah. Sometimes it was on, you know, Campus Insiders, sometimes it was, you know, someplace else, like, you know, Pac-12 Network or something like that. You know, for whatever reason, like, I have Xfinity here in California, and for some reason it's very hit or miss as to, like, when I can access the channels that I'm supposed to be able to access. But, you know, more often than not, I never really had any trouble finding the games I really wanted to watch.
Same here. Like, there's, like, obviously with my setup, I don't have to, but we're not talking to you guys who have TV. Like, your only big issue is CBS Sports Network, I believe, correct? And Pac-12 Network.
Yeah.
You don't get Pac-12, do you? Is that the other one as well?
No, I do get Pac-12 Networks.
Which one do you get? Because Xfinity's weird. So do you get the Bay Area one, I'm assuming, in the national feed?
I'm trying to remember if it's through the Fox. It's either through the Pac-12 Network app. I think it's the Pac-12 Network app where you, if you have the right package, you can get all of them.
That's true. I borrowed my brother's login to Texas because Texas has the Pac-12 Network on AT&T UVerse.
Mm-hmm.
However, he must be restricted to a certain location because I want to watch some University of Utah football or basketball. I can't always do that because he's in Texas, and whatever package he gets, it doesn't always beam up to me to watch the game. So Pac-12 with their six regionals are kind of funky depending what package you have or want to have.
Yeah, and then with the Xfinity TV app itself, that's usually like the way that I get most, if not all, of the channels. The only real problem with that is that the delay is like basically unforgivable. It's like at least 30 seconds behind where things actually are. And when you're following games and stuff on social media, it kind of like makes the whole endeavor pointless. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not like you can pause it to catch up with radio when you're already behind. Like some people watch and have radio. It's like, there's not much you could really do with that. So that's unfortunate. So here's a couple ways like this. Let's try to help you guys out how to watch TV.
Okay.
So for the Mountain West regular season, essentially, ESPN and CBS Sports Network is what you need. And then there's games going to be on Stadium, which was formerly Campus Insiders. So those are going to be free either on, I guess, all of them on Twitter, I'm thinking. Or maybe the Mountain West app as well, because there's Mountain West Network produced games as well. We're still waiting. Even though we're a week out, we're still waiting on some of those final details. So if we go by the Campus Insider model, they'll be on Twitter or the Mountain West website or Campus Insider website, essentially, or Stadium website. So those are all free games. So you can watch those games. There's also the AT&T Sportsnet, which used to be Root Sports, Rocky Mountain, and other Root Sports. However, with that, there's a little tweaking as well, because there used to be Root Sports Northwest and Rocky Mountain would air the same game.
Mm-hmm.
But the Mariners bought Root Sports Northwest, so while they're kind of the same, they're not really the same anymore. then they did an exchange for like a long-term TV deal to keep that name. And then also the reason we don't know games now is because the Utah Jazz play in Root Sports in this area where I'm at. And they also have the new Golden Knights, which are going to be on Root Sports as well, and not in Nevada. And there are some UNLV games on Root Sports. Or there were last year Reno games, Wyoming, CSU, Air Force. So we don't know those setup, but to get those channels, they are typically on your normal DirecTV package. So when you look through these, and then one other thing, again, this isn't for certain, but last year, I think you're able to do this, Matt. Were you able to stream some Root Sports games last year, correct? Out in your area, or was that not an option?
Yes, I was. It was through Kansas Insiders, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. So what it was, if you lived outside of the footprint, whether you had the channel or not, so like say for me, if I didn't have Root Sports in my area, I couldn't stream it because they geo-block you. But if you're in Florida or Texas, like you in Central California, you could stream those games for free. So that I'm assuming that's the same, but I, without knowing for certain, what are you going to do? All right, now let's get to non-conference stuff. So if you want to watch, well, actually, let's not do that real quick. ESPN is on Sling. It's on any skinny bundle, Hulu TV, DirecTV Now, PlayStation View. And the prices could vary, like anywhere from like $35 on like DirecTV Now or PlayStation View, $39-$40 bucks. Then you can get up to basically what I consider standard. Well, you might as well buy cable TV or something or direct satellite, where it's nearly $75-$80 bucks on DirecTV Now or PlayStation View. But it gets you the channels. So let's start with CBS Sports Network, because that's the one you have trouble with as well. You cannot catch those games in your area because why do they want to stream games, right?
It's lame.
It's lame. So if you're going to get, if you want to go to Save the Money, I would recommend, if you're a Mountain West fan, and this is conference stuff only, Hulu Plus, or what? Not Hulu Plus, was it Hulu TV? Is that what the technical word is now?
Well, I mean, technically it's still called Hulu, but they have like live streaming television or like commercial free television for about $5 more.
Correct. Yeah, they have, if you get the TV, traditional TV package, it's like about $35 bucks a month. You can get CBS Sports Network with that one, which is huge. And Hulu also comes with everything else like ESPN, ESPN2, all the ESPN channels, even SEC Network. There's a couple of games on there. And for conference play, you're set with that one. And then Hulu, you obviously can watch anywhere, like your phone, tablet, out of the house, that type of stuff. And then also you have YouTube TV, but YouTube TV is not available everywhere, which is a problem. Because YouTube TV has, for those who don't know, check all these out. I've looked in those options because I'm always a fan of saving money. YouTube TV is a pretty good price, $35 bucks a month. And it includes, really quick, for us, our purposes, CBS Sports Network and ESPN channels, you're set. You get Stadium on there. You get, the only thing is, I guess, check the regional channel. But there's so few games. Weren't there, Matt, like one game a week last year, so maybe 10 games on a regional channel?
Something like that, yeah.
So not many. So you're not, it's not like you're missing out if you, I guess if it's your team, you're missing out, but that's the only thing you gotta look hard for, like Sling TV, those type of things you're looking through. Like they have their Fox Sports regionals, Pac-12 regionals, that type of stuff. But those are the two packages I would recommend if you're going through Mountain West only.
See.
And that's only $35 bucks a month.
Okay, so while you were talking, I just went and I Googled different zip codes of about half a dozen different Mountain West cities. Fresno, mm-hmm. Boise, Albuquerque, Logan were the ones I managed to do while you were talking. And every single one of them has, you know, on Hulu at least, the Hulu live streaming that they have going on, all of them have ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPNU. All of them have the Big Ten Network, and all of them have CBS Sports Network, as well as Fox Sports 1 and 2 and NBC Sports Network. So, you know, considering the amount of games that are on regional networks, you know, if, for example, you know, you're a Colorado State game who didn't, or if you're a Colorado State fan who didn't get a chance to, you know, get tickets to the opener, you know, getting Hulu would be a good chance to, you know, watch it from the comforts of your own home. And, you know, or if you're a Nevada fan, you know, looking to watch the game at Northwestern, that game is available to you on Hulu as well. So honestly, what I would do, what I would recommend for Mountain West fans out there who are thinking about it, take advantage of the 7-day trial that they give you. And, you know, if you, you know, start the trial on a Saturday morning, give it a shot all day long, and you like it, you might as well keep it and see how it works throughout the season. And that's honestly kind of what I'm thinking about doing.
One thing I would notice, that's a good, I'm going to do that as well as we get to one point. Also, real quick, not to be self-promotion-ish, but we're going to, Sling TV, well, we'll get to that in a moment, but we have an offer for Sling TV to help you guys out, or help us out too, if you go do a trial through there. But here's one thing to note too with YouTube TV, it's not available in every city. So like you said, in Fort Collins or the Denver area, you have to go Hulu TV. And also, if I recall, the cable packages don't really have CBS Sports Network. So I saw our buddy Rich Kurtzman mentioned this a while ago, a couple weeks ago, about these games. So if you're in that area, yes, do the trial for Hulu Plus, especially if it's a CBS Sports Network game you really want to see. Do the trial, because YouTube TV, it's an option in some cities. Like in the Mountain West area, there are, I'm looking through the list here, the closest thing west is if you're in the Bay Area and Phoenix. That's about it. You got, well, I guess LA too, depending. There could be some Aztec fans in that area, but most of it's like Atlanta, Charlotte, Chicago, Dallas, Houston, Miami, Minnesota, or Minneapolis, those areas. So YouTube TV is not the best option for us, that's but if true. We know people listen everywhere. Something to look into as well, because I've always looked into it, because not to get too nerdy about all the other details about it, like DVR, cloud storage, that stuff, YouTube TV probably would be my number one option to get channels, just because of all the extras they have with it and the price. And then did you look at PlayStation View? Do they have all those channels on there, like CBS Sports Network?
I do not know.
I'm trying to check now, but the logos, it's not in alphabetical order. I'm checking really quick on the high level of... No, they do not. I'm looking at the highest package on DirecTV now. They do not have CBS Sports Network. So it looks like those are the two... I guess the one option, really, if you think about it, is that if you want CBS Sports Network, get Hulu Plus.
There you go.
And also, one other thing I want to note, too.
Like I said.
It seems like two... What was that?
I said, at least try the trial. Find a game that you know you're going to want to watch. Use your 7-day trial. See how it works out for you.
Yeah, definitely. Do it Saturday sometime and see how it goes. It's worth doing. And one thing I noticed, too, through these two packages, there's one distinction which I've seen that's an issue.
What's that?
You have to pick if you want to be a Pac-12 guy or a Big Ten guy. Because I've noticed Pac-12 Network, not on Hulu Plus, not on YouTube TV. It's on Sling TV. You get all 7 channels on Sling TV. And then it's, I'm looking at on PlayStation View, the highest tier. They have all the regional channels for Fox Sports. That's good. FS1, FS2. No Pac-12 Network, as far as I can tell, on PlayStation View. So that's a big deal for this conference, because you're playing teams like UCLA on the schedule. You have, let me pull it up here. Do you have the schedule in front of you? But there's quite a few Pac-12 games.
Yeah, there's, you know, Hawaii at UCLA. There's San Diego State at Arizona State. Fresno State at Washington. So there's a few games in non-conference play that will be on those networks.
So here's what I recommend doing, a couple things to do. So that's what you got to choose from. Like Hulu, do they have Pac-12? No, they do not, do they?
Not, no.
You mentioned this before, so they do not. I'm looking to... Sorry, it's... I looked through all these, but they all blur together at some point when you're going through all these channels.
I forgive you.
No, it's okay. DirecTV Now, they do not have a Pac-12, it looks like. So I guess, is Sling the best option, it looks like, for a Pac-12 network?
If you are invested in West Coast football, not only in the Mountain West, but in the Pac-12, maybe.
I might do that to watch some of my University of Utah games.
Hmm.
Somehow they're ranked top 25. I don't get it, but they are. So I'm not going to complain too much at the moment.
They're always,
always
kind of between 20 and 25, though, perpetually.
Dude, they got to number 5 a couple years ago somehow before they blew it versus USC.
I know.
I think that's like the worst fifth-ranked team ever. Just saying.
Yeah.
Travis Wilson, your quarterback? Jeez, that doesn't give confidence to anybody.
Anyway.
But back – sorry. I apologize. Chasen Virgil – who else you got back there? Is that Klein? Sorry, Matt.
It's okay.
I apologize. Did you like my joke on Twitter about how if Josh Allen went to Fresno, he'd get yanked by Dave Schramm after his first pick?
Yeah.
You know that's true. Come on.
The less said about that article, the better. We'll move on. We'll focus on television.
That'll be a different show when I talk with the draft guy. We'll talk about that a little bit over the weekend, talking some super early draft. So there's only two. Are there only two Big Ten games? That Northwestern Nevada game, and then the Iowa Wyoming game. I believe there's only two Big Ten Network games, right?
There is one more, Air Force at Michigan on the 16th of September.
Okay. So here's what I recommend doing. As we said before, Big Ten Network is on most of the, I think they're on all these packages, right? Most of them?
I believe so, yes.
Let me double check Sling here, because we'll get rid of YouTube TV now. One good thing about YouTube TV, they have SEC Network, and they also have, do they have LHN, Longhorn Network?
I'm not sure.
I thought they did, because there's a San Jose State Texas game. Not that you may want to watch too much of that. Sorry, Anna, but that's kind of true sometimes, playing Texas and San Jose State. I thought they did. Maybe it's Hulu TV. If you want to watch that Texas game versus San Jose State, find one that has Hulu, that has a Longhorn Network. Maybe not. I thought it was YouTube TV. Do you see which one has it? We're so prepared here. You guys can tell, right? So prepared.
No, I mean,
there's too many channels. Come on. I'm trying.
I mean, the Longhorn Network is kind of, I don't know, super exclusive and hard to find for some reason.
I know it's on DirecTV now. It's on one of these. Shoot, we should find it as we're going through. Maybe it is the Hulu Network or Hulu, but I'll find out later. We'll find that one before the show ends here. We'll look for it later, right? Is that a good deal?
Or we can just say to hell with Texas because nobody cares about them.
That's right. My brothers from Texas A&M would call them the T-Sippers and put the upside down Longhorn sign.
There you go.
So we'll go with that. It comes down to Big Ten, Pac-12, and SEC Network, because actually we don't have any SEC Network games because the Alabama games are both on an ESPN Network.
I thought we had one SEC Network game, unless I was mistaken.
I thought we did too. Maybe it changed. Let me type it here. Let's see real quick. We do not, because I'm looking on the ESPN page and their logo doesn't pop out in front of me. So I'm guessing no. So here's what I would do. If you want to watch these games, save some money, and you're not going to go. Like, we got some responses on Twitter. I go to the bar. Okay, that's cool. Illegal stream. Come on, buddy.
It's supporting local businesses, yes.
Yeah, go give them money. And there's now out-of-home Nielsen ratings, so that's good. Yeah, go buy some appetizers and tip your bartender whatever you're getting to order some food and hang out park your seat for 4 hours. You got to hook them up too. Yeah, some people said bar, some people said, one person mentioned like we did the Hulu TV, which is a pretty big deal. But the biggest thing I would say is do this. Get a Sling TV. We have an offer code in our show notes. Yes, we're saying it now. Save it, because when it's the Pac-12 Network Week, or your team has a Pac-12 Network game, we'd appreciate if you sign up using our code, which is a very long URL I'm not going to give out now because I don't know it at the moment, and it's not a simple podcast code here because we're not important enough yet, Matt, I guess. That's what we're getting at here. We're getting there. But, yeah, if you want Sling TV, check out our show notes. It's in there. That's the best one to do. You get every Pac-12 regional network, and there's some good games on the Pac-12 Network because if you're – most of us – or out on the West Coast, you're watching college football. And while the Pac-12 network, they do a better job of getting different games on there. They don't have as many marquee games as they used to. But look at this. You got Colorado State, Colorado. That's a pretty big game. You also have, like, Hawaii at UCLA. There's some intrigue there. Probably not going to pick the Warriors to win, but is Josh Rosen back? Is he that good again this year? Is he really healthy? Can the Aztecs beat Arizona State that same night? What else we have here? Fresno at Washington? Any comment?
Please cover.
Sorry. Please cover. So there's only a couple games. Like, if you're going to do the free trial, do it like September 9th or something. That's where you get the Pac-12 Network, a couple of games there. And then here's what you do. You want to be sneaky, Matt? You get Sling for 1 week and then cancel. Say you're a Hawaii fan. like our good guy, our buddy Keith, or you're a San Diego State fan, pick up the Pac-12 Network through Sling. Keep it for a week or so. If you like it, great. Hold on to it with our code. If your team is a Big Ten Network game, go sign up for Hulu Plus for a week.
That's
that trial too.
You game the system.
No, that's not gaming the system. That's being an economically
true.
Smart consumer. The gaming the system is the people who reply on our Twitter feed with, I use an illegal stream.
More power to them.
If you're able to get rid of the little ads, because I've used those before, I'm not going to lie. It's like impossible to try to find the right X to click out of the pop-up ads, and then more come up no matter what. It's an endless game of, can I see it well? Oh, crap, it's 480p instead of 1080. I got this giant Cialis ad or swimsuit or porn ad in front of me. I'm like, come on. If you're going to do that, at least do a free trial for a week. What's the harm in that? Switch your emails, because I sign up for services using multiple emails. Maybe they don't track. Maybe they don't track that way. Make a bogus email and sign up for Sling TV every week or DirecTV Now every week or something. Right?
You might be right. They're probably too busy boasting about their increased user base.
There you go. And so there. I don't know. Do you have anything else to add, really, about how to watch college football?
Not that I could think of. No.
So, yeah, just, like I said, use our code. But, like, go to Sling TV if you want it. Like I said, I was listening to one last one really quick, which we didn't mention. I think we mentioned pre-show. Right now, there is an ACC Network game. It's Utah State. Who are they playing? Vanderbilt? Or Wake Forest? On Sling TV, they actually have a specific channel, which you and me mentioned months ago about this would be a good idea for Mountain West to put, like, their if they do a streaming network or channel, be on one of these packages.
Mm-hmm.
They have the ACC Network package, which is essentially the ACC Network that'll be on ESPN next year, I want to say, or 2019.
Yeah.
So that's on Sling TV. But also, we didn't really mention the stadium games at all that much. And they're going to be on Twitter. They're going to be probably on the Mountain West website. You've used Twitter a lot to watch games. Can you Chromecast those games or not?
Unfortunately, you cannot.
Really?
Well, I mean, unless you do it on, like, a laptop and you have the Chromecast extension, then maybe.
I know one way you can do it on certain phones. You can cast your screen.
Or you just use an HDMI cable.
To your computer, yeah, right? Okay, but I've also, because I use Amazon Prime Video, they don't play nice with Android. So if I want to watch my TV and I don't have a Kindle, my PS4 is in a different TV, I will cast my screen, but then you get all your stupid notifications and stuff that pop up every time. But with Sling TV, they have a dedicated channel for Campus Insiders, which I'm assuming will be the stadium channel. So that's another reason where Sling TV could be your best option. If you want to pay for it, great. And then go to Big Ten Network on Hulu Plus or something if you want to watch that Nevada game or Michigan Air Force game.
Sounds like a plan.
But I don't know. Anything else? Like, let me, should I give people another tip to save money, maybe?
I don't know.
Maybe I think people want to save money, right?
If your team is not playing, just, you know, spend a Saturday outside.
There's that as well. Now, here's another setup I want to tell people about, which we talked about before as well. I'll make it quick because it's kind of nerdy, but I have DirecTV. I pay for, like, about $120 a month on my package or so because I have a few extra add-ons there. But I have, like, a DVR. I have two HDV, and they nickel and dime. You pay for DVR $10 here, $7 for an extra receiver, an extra HD receiver is X amount of dollars. So what I figured out what you do, because most people have a Chromecast, Apple TV, Roku, some sort of streaming stick device, is that if you log into, say, TNT or AMC to watch The Walking Dead or HBO to watch Game of Thrones, I guess that's popular. Do you watch Game of Thrones?
I do watch Game of Thrones.
Okay, I do not, so I forgot the name for a moment. But my point is, all you need to say, because that's like $40 right there. Get rid of all that crap. Just have one HD receiver, and then use your Chromecast, use your streaming stick to log in to watch ESPN, or have a live TV stream go, log in to watch your TV shows, not necessarily sports, but you could do that as well. So that's another way you could knock off $40 off your bill, that if you're not a huge TV watcher for, like, recorded stuff, and you watch The Walking Dead sometimes, you watch the USA shows, just log into your account and Chromecast in HD and any TV you want. That's a way to save you some money too. So here to give you tips, folks.
Or just buy tickets to the games and go in person.
Well, there's that too. We're given all the options. Don't make my options seem like whatever. Yes, go to the games. Go outdoors. Go see... have we figured out the status of the Fresno blimp? Has that been across any games recently?
It has not. Well, I guess the scrimmage will have been passed by the time this is actually recorded. But I'll keep you posted if I see it.
Because it's been, what, 3 years, right?
Been 2 years.
Weren't they boasting about having the blimp fly like the Reno and San Jose and stuff for games in Southern California?
Being the only one in the nation.
Show it off, folks. What's Jim Bardco doing? Is he hiding it? What's going on?
Somebody, one of my followers on Twitter mentioned that it crashed. So that would explain a lot.
Dang it.
It was fitting. Symbolic, perhaps.
Oh, the Hindenburg going down like Fresno football?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Nothing else to add. I guess if you're doing these streaming services, double check your local channels. Because not every CBS, because those college football games there, unless you get the antenna, but YouTube TV, Hulu, DirecTV Now, not everyone has your local affiliate. So if you want to watch those big Fox games or CBS, SEC, 12:30 Pacific games, make sure you have that. But that's all I got. That's how to watch college football. I hope we covered everybody's bases and we made sense, right?
I believe we did.
So Sling TV, DirecTV Now, PlayStation View. If you had to pick one, let's just really quick so we could wrap this up and give people a few more minutes. If you had to pick one service out of these, what would you go with based off of your team and what you want like to watch?
I would probably go with Hulu. Mostly because I already pay for the product, like the basic, you know, $11.99 or whatever. So, I mean, if I got all the ESPN channels plus Big Ten Network plus CBS Sports Network, you know, I could, you know, make a trip, you know, to the Doghouse Grill or something like that to go watch the Washington game. You know, if I wanted to pay someone to watch their heads get kicked in. But yeah, for me, I feel like, you know, $40 a month, it's really hard to argue with that.
It is. I probably do this. I know it sounds dumb, but probably do the same just because CBS Sports Network is what we need the most to watch these games. And they're the ones who have it. And they have everything else. Yeah, they don't have the Pac-12 Network, but there's only, like, if you were to go through the Pac-12 Network games, like, the one I really want to see, if I had to pick one, it'd probably be that Hawaii game versus UCLA. Because I think San Diego State can easily take care of ASU, depending on how the chickenpox heal up with those guys. But
they'll be fine.
They should be, yeah. There's CSU Colorado. There's only a couple, but like I said, I can go somewhere and watch it. Or if I'm paying for one to pay for Hulu, get the free trial for Sling for a week, right? Yeah. Boom. That's our show for tonight. It's not extremely long. That's fine. We still manage 40 minutes of TV talk.
It's not bad at all. If we forgot anything, of course, let us know.
Yeah, definitely let us know. This show, it's going to be, by the time it airs, it'll be coming out Friday night. So you have a whole week to, I guess a week and a half, because of week zero games. Our UNLV show is wrapped up, so we have all 12 previews in the books. You'll hear about us talk about Carmarnie Newton, whatever his name is. Carmarnie Rogers Newton. Armonnie Rogers, sorry. We have that show up. We're going to have an NFL draft show super early. Me and Justin Michael are going to hop on from the NFL Draft Wire site, the USA Today, to talk about, of course, Josh Allen and other folks. Then we have our giant preview with a million questions to let people answer. Like, who's your stupid upset pick? Stupid upset pick in the conference.
I was going to say.
Sorry.
I don't know if I have one of those just yet. I still have to figure that out. But yeah, if you're looking to hear more from how the rest of our staff thinks that the season is going to shake out, you're definitely going to want to check that out.
Also, one last thing I should mention. Yes, we're shilling for more money here, but if you're part of our Patreon group, we're going to send that out. It'll already be out there now, but if you are, let's just say, we'll go to any level. If you're a buck or more, I don't care. If you do it, $3. We can't change that, but if you're a $3 contributor, we'd very appreciate it because we're sending a few people to games now. We want to give them gas and money. That'd be nice. But you could be part of our polls and stuff. So our preseason poll we're doing, where it's about 10 questions about who would I put on there, your stupid upset pick, coach, who's going to be fired first, who's your conference championship game, other fun topics. You can be a part of that as well. And when we do our weekly rankings every week, you can be part of that as well. So it's a little perk to, hey, I'm involved. I had a voice heard on this week's whatever. So that's a perk. And it helps us out, too, that we appreciate as well. Everything. Go to get our Sling TV link as well. Go sign up when it comes in a couple weeks to watch your Pac-12 Network games. And football's here. We survived. We'll say it again probably four more times because our other shows are out of order right now. But football's so close to being here. So close.
So close.
All right. So that's our show for tonight. And see us next show. You'll hear from us, I'm assuming my order's correct. Draft show. And then our big preview show, then we're going twice a week. And check out yourself on Twitter, MattK_FS. Also, hey, are we at the top 10 yet in our top 50 list?
We should be by the time this comes out.
Bring your pitchforks and shake your sticks at us, right?
There you go.
All right, that's our show for tonight. We'll have a lot more stuff going on, but check us out at MWCWire.com. Hey, we got that URL. Oh, shoot. Who's the person's name? We should thank them really quick, but I don't have it on Twitter. We'll thank you next week. Somebody was gracious enough to wrangle the URL, mwcwire.com, from a stupid poacher in Canada.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we got to dig past tweets for that.
We'll find you, but we appreciate it very much. mwcwire.com. Just bookmark that page, and we got, you know what we got going on. We got content, seasons here, all that fun stuff. But, yeah, we appreciate him very much because it wasn't extremely cheap to get that, but it's a nice gesture, and we appreciate that very much for getting that URL that we'll own for a while. So that's our show for tonight, and as always, yes, we're biased against your team.